Listening to The Naked Scientist. Now it's time to invite Diana O'Carroll back into the studio for our question of the week. Hi, Diana.
Hello, Helen.
I wasn't here last week, but I hear Chris was saying something rather unkind about your eyebrows.
Yeah, well, no one else knows about his chest dreadlocks anyway. That's a secret we keep here in the studio. Well, talking of hair in places you don't like, how about this question?
I'm Andrew Steer from Cambridge. I was at the barber's the other weekend, and the barber asked the elderly gentleman in front of me whether he'd like his eyebrows trimmed. And he certainly needed it. They were growing quite long. So my question is, why is it that eyebrows tend to grow quite long in elderly people?
So why is it that some men can do that twiddly twisty thing with their eyebrows?
My name is Professor Desmond Tobin. I'm Professor of Cell Biology at the University of Bradford, where I specialise in skin and hair biology. Hair growth is very susceptible to hormones, to the so-called sex steroid hormones, principally estrogens and androgens. The dominant hormone for males is in the androgen category, particularly testosterone. And surprisingly, the levels of testosterone continue to increase with age up until about the age of 70. So since most of male hair is responsive to androgens, with age and with increasing hormone levels, you tend to get more and more vigorous hair growth, particularly in the areas that perhaps were not as robust when the individual was younger, for example, on their nose and on their ears and on their eyebrows. The nose and the ears have got thousands and thousands of hairs, but they're usually so small you can't see. In fact, the tip of the nose is the hairiest part of your body in terms of density of hairs per unit area. And with time, these can be stimulated with these male hormones, which go up with age and therefore can become more cosmetically visible with age. And the same applies for the eyebrow and for the ears. In women, their estrogen levels drop after menopause, and their lower levels of testosterone, the lower levels of male hormone, then become more engaged with the process of hair growth because they stimulate, whereas estrogens tend to inhibit. And you're just releasing more stimulatory power from the androgens that they have.
So hormones are responsible for the overgrowth of our hairs, wherever they may be. Both men and women have estrogen and androgens coursing through their bodies, but the advance of age is enough to tip the balance and force out these hairs just that little bit. And on another bodily note, this one left me feeling a little sanguine.
Why is it that humans have three different blood groups, A, B and O, and do animals have the same blood groupings? Thank you.
So just what is the point of blood types? If you know why we have them, then let us know by emailing questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com or put the answer on our discussion-friendly forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
You are listening to The Naked Scientist, and our listeners in Second Life, it seems, have taken on all of the advice that we've given them today, because not only have they all got up from their chairs and started doing exercise in order to avoid being sedentary, but somebody has actually set it to night time so that they're also not getting the ageing effect of the sun. So I'm glad to see that everyone in Second Life is paying attention and learning from what we do.
If only the virtual world had effect on our real lives too.